Ken, let's take some time this hour, if we can, to talk about what really happened as this planet was formed, who came down here, what did they do, and the fact that they were cannibals. I mean, this is an incredible story all by itself. What can you share for us here?
Yeah, we have so many texts that were literally banned from the Bible, just kicked out, excluded, not accepted by religious authorities, religious and political leaders just didn't want these texts accepted, and yet they're there. They were copied from time to time through the ages, and we keep getting more of them that, in fact, illumine various passages of the biblical text that are so sparse. Now we've got additional information about Earth's earliest ages. One of my specialty areas is, of course, the Dead Sea Scrolls, which is another amazing Indiana Jones saga. These things surfaced out of the blue, out of nowhere, in 1947, and contain copies of at least fragments of every book in the Hebrew Bible, except one, that's the book of Esther. But additionally, there are thousands and thousands of fragments of non-biblical texts. Some of them we've known existed, some of them we never knew existed. And to piece this library together, in fact, illumines Earth's earliest ages in ways that we never imagined before. One of my research projects, scholarly research projects, is to ask, what did the book of Genesis look like to the earliest generations of the Israelites? Did it look exactly the way it does now, or were there things that didn't quite make the cut as the ages passed? And with the material from the Dead Sea Scrolls, we can now fit in, as it were, between the verses, whole passages that you won't find in your Bibles. For example, having to do with a race of apparently giants who were spawned by angelic beings. If we look at the fifth chapter of the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 28, it talks about the patriarch Lamech. It says he lived 182 years and became the father of a son and called his name Noah. We've all heard of Noah. Mm-hmm. But now, piecing together, if we take these scraps from the Dead Sea Scrolls and fit them into Genesis, there's an entire passage that we could add directly after that verse. And it goes like this: however, when Lamech, that's this patriarch, was convinced in his heart that his wife's pregnancy came about through the heavenly watchers, the holy ones, and the giants. What on earth? And we've piece some more fragments together, and we're told that while the sons of men multiplied, fair and lovely daughters were born to them, and the watchers. These extraneous texts refer to them as the watchers. That's mm-hmm. interesting language, isn't it? Those sons of heaven were attracted to them and lusted for them, said to one another, come, let us seek out the daughters of men, rear sons for ourselves. The text goes on and says that they reared this generation, this breed of giants, of half-breeds, and they taught them witchcraft, magic spells, how to cut roots and herbs for their conjurations. They gave birth to the giants, who grew up to be 3,000 cubits tall. None were able to provide for their rapacious appetites, and so they consumed the produce and the labor of men, and therefore the giants, the Nephilim, that's the Hebrew word that we do find in the Hebrew Bible, in the book of Genesis, but it just gives us this one little verse and then goes on. This whole passage is now elaborated. The Nephilim, literally that word in Hebrew means the fallen ones. That's what that word means. The root Nephal means to fall. So they conspired to kill the men and eat them, perform sinful acts. And everyone started disclosing these secrets to their wives, as a result of which many people were struck dead. And at that time, Michael, Sariel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from the holy places of the heavens, and they decide that they must do something, to make a long story short, to annihilate the offspring of the watchers from among humankind. and God commissions them to annihilate this race of half-breeds before they destroy the rest of humanity. Go bind them in chains in the earth's great valleys for 70 generations until their judgment day.
What an incredible story. How many of them do you think there were, Ken?
We're told that there were several hundred. The text might even tell us specifically. I have to go search for that. But
now, why are you doing that, too? When you said 3,000 cubic feet tall.
3,000 cubits.
Now, how tall is this?
Well, a biblical cubit is about from the elbow
inches,
to the end of the hand.
Yeah, it's about 18 inches.
Yeah,
4,000 feet tall?
That's what it says, 3,000 cubits tall. That's unbelievable.
4,000-foot person?
That's what it says.
Where are the bones for something like that, huh?
You got to ask.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they found some bones in that part of the world and began to wonder, where do these things come from?
4,000 feet, that's a big person.
Yeah, that is definitely. Of course, many of these numbers in the biblical text are symbolic. And I wouldn't, as a scholar, say, now we have to take all of this literally. These things are mysteries, they're communicated as mysteries, and you take it for what they are. It doesn't necessarily say these are aliens either, or spacecraft. You know, I'm giving you permission to go there.
Well, you know what? Are you familiar with the Nag Hammadi?
Absolutely.
Sure. John Lash, a former guest of ours, he was talking about what he described as the Archons, A-R-C-H-O-N-S, pretty close to what you were saying. And he believes that the people were abducted by what he calls predatory aliens called the Archons.
The Archons, right.
Archons. So it's an interesting analogy there.
Yeah, the predatory. Predatory.
Yes.
That is a very ancient tradition. And the bottom line is that in the ancient world, that this was the actual original sin, quote unquote, that brought about the flood. And this is astounding to most moderns who just read the traditional text and say, well, original sin, that was when Adam and Eve ate the apple and sin exploded on the earth and the flood was sent. That is not what rank and file ancients believed.